Meditation to meet your inner healer. Start by getting nice and comfortable wherever you find yourself. And turn your attention towards your breath. Allowing it to fill your lungs. Allowing it to carry with it the stresses of the day. Giving yourself over to the natural rhythm of your own breath. And as you do so, you might adjust your posture slightly. Relax your shoulders. Give your weight over to the chair or the surface you're sitting on, lying down on. Allowing yourself to know that for the next little while, there's nothing for you to do. There's nobody else than yourself to be. And you can fully, fully let go into the moment. And now, scanning the body, whenever you find a place of tension, you can breathe towards it. Send your breath towards it with lots of love, lots of kindness. Letting the tension dissolve. Going from the head down into the shoulders. Through the back, the chest. And as you send some love and your breath to these places of tension, just know it's totally okay to yawn, to sigh. Not let it all go. Down to the belly. The lower back. Down into the hips, the pelvic area. The buttocks. And finally, imagining that you can breathe into the legs. All the way down into the feet. Anchoring yourself. And on the next breath, you're going to specifically bring your attention down all the way into your feet. And as you do, you might imagine now that you can actually look at your feet and see them bare and in nature. in a place in nature where you feel most connected, most true to yourself. That might be a beach. That might be on a stream. That might be in a forest. It might be in a desert. Or who knows, in space, in the clouds, or in space. And just noticing where you find yourself. And start looking around. And as you do, you notice your whole being relaxing further. You know how safe, connected, and peaceful you get to be in this place, and your whole body matches. Safe, connected, peaceful. And as you explore the environment, you notice there's a path that you feel called to follow. And you follow it playfully, with curiosity. And you start feeling this tingle of knowing that something is about to happen. And you just enjoy it. And you, as you enjoy it, you know that this tingle is related to the wise, wise, wise healer self in you is about to meet you. And you might have a little moment of apprehension, but you feel most of all excited, curious, interested. And somehow deep in your bones, you feel this recognition that your most wise, healing, healer version of yourself will not and cannot judge you, cannot disapprove of you, cannot reject you, because they are you. And knowing that any anxiety or apprehension turns into positive giddiness, like you're a child again. And you get even more playful. Maybe you start skipping on the path. And before you know it, there they are. You stumble upon them. Maybe they're sitting on a bench in the forest. Maybe they're standing in the desert. Maybe they're having a leisurely swim in the ocean. And in your playfulness, you just take a moment to take them in. You see exactly what they're wearing, how they hold themselves. And you notice there's something that is in their essence, in their vibration. Something that they carry wherever they go. And so before you say hello, before you make yourself known, you just get to have a moment of wonder and awe in experiencing this version of yourself in their natural habitat. And sooner than later, your inner wise, wise, wise healer reveals that they knew you were there the whole time, and they turn towards you, and you receive their gaze, their healing, wise, seeing gaze. There's nothing to hide. They see you exactly as you are. You might notice how that feels. And you receive it. You simply allow yourself to be seen. And your wise healer self walks towards you. And wants you to know something. I have a message for you. And it might be really serious, and it might be really playful, it might be silly. It might pertain to something that you've been puzzling about, something that you're stuck around, or it might just be reminding you of something you already know deep inside. And they might tell you with their voice. But they might tell you telepathically, or by giving you something, or by showing you an image. In whatever way the message comes, receive it. You can take some time to simply be with them. Simply being in their presence, or feel like you could ask them some questions. Is there anything I need to know to become the best healer I can be? Is there something I need to let go of? Is there something I need to take ownership of? Something that I came here to be? What's most important for me in my healing journey at this time? You choose. If you want to keep going with your inner healer, you can pause the recording right here and resume when you feel ready to come back. So before getting ready to come back, you might ask your healer self, if they would be willing to keep guiding you, if you can keep connecting with them as you implement their advice. And if so, do they have a name by which they would like to be called? Maybe it's the same as your name. And maybe the name surprises you. When you're ready, you can wholeheartedly thank them, give them a big hug if you like, jump up and down in delight if you like, and then leave them be in their space, returning on the path that you were on. Eventually, as you walk on the path, you bring your attention back down into your actual feet. Allowing yourself to feel your whole body now. Noticing how the body feels. Maybe there's a buzzing as you take in the transmissions from this inner wise healer. You can allow your body to move in the way it would like to. Integrating all of this information, this energy. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. And if you like, you can maybe take a few moments to journal about this experience.